Tim up the hill just for me one day when I was lost. Jesus died upon the cross.
Hey, Brother Eddie, this is Armin Tatro up here in Rhode Island. I just have a word of prayer I want to share. I want to pray with all my brothers and sisters that are listening and that are there in the chat room. Lord, right now, God, I just plead. I plead with you, Lord, to just touch and protect your children, Lord, the Christians that are standing up for you, that are facing the sword of Islam, the people that are facing death today. God, those that are making the choice to either claim your name or to accept the evil that is being perpetrated against them. And God, right now, you know most of the world is turning against your first love, Israel. God, I pray for protection over your people. God, in this time, we know your word. Your word shows us, Lord, that your time is coming so soon. God, I pray that souls would be turned, that the hearts of your children, Israel, would be turned back to you, and that they would be protected, Lord, from the evils that are surrounding them, that are coming against them now. Lord, we love you. Continue to work with Brother Clovis, with Rachel and Jordan Honeycutt, with Boyd, with Willie. Lord, with all of my brothers and sisters, with Brother Eddie. God, I ask you to bless their ministry. Strengthen them, build them up through the power of the blood and through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just for me, they nailed him to a cross just for me. They nailed him to a cross just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him up the hill just for me. They laid him.
Hello, Brother Eddie. This is Brother Monroe from Kentucky. I just wanted to call and say I praise the Lord for everything he's done for me. And, you know, I know he's going to do a whole lot more in everybody's life, too, including mine, you know. And I pray that that woman's kids get safely home, you know, on this treacherous road and dangerous road it is. And I know God will put his hands over them to keep them safe on the road. And I tell you, you know, these roads is so bad that nobody needs to be on them. But I praise God that he is a wonderful God that watches over top of us and gets us safely where we need to go. It is his will, not ours. And I just praise God for all things. Praise God for everybody that's in my life. I love y'all. God bless and have a nice day.
Him up the hill just for me. They whipped him up the hill just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross.
Hello, this is Brother Boyd London in Idaho, and my testimony is that Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. I used to be a sinner, had so much impurity, lust, anger, different things in my life, but after Jesus came into my heart and life, he changed me and helped me to be able to crucify my flesh and my sinful desires. He brought the Spirit of God into me and changed me, where I was a new creation, and set me free from those horrible, evil, sinful things that would have sent me to hell. Let me read a scripture here. I'm over in Galatians 5:16, walking in the Spirit. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, if we walk in the Spirit, like it's saying, we won't have to fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are, these are a lot of things that were in my life, or in a lot of our lives before we knew Jesus. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, adultery, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousiness, outbursts of wrath, though I had many of those, selfish ambitions, I was selfish too, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. See, sin separates men from God, Isaiah 59:1-2. If we have these sins, if we have not let Jesus come into our heart and life and don't have the Spirit of God in us and are living according to the flesh and live with these sins in our life, we will be condemned to hell. We will be called workers of iniquity and thrown into hell. We can't live like that, or the wrath of God will come upon us. But then it goes on, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desire. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So Jesus came into my heart and life, and helped me to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires. And he brought the fruits of the Spirit into my life, where I could start loving people and getting people saved and preaching the Word of God and helping the orphans and the needy people and praying for people and getting them healed. I got rid of those horrible, sinful things and started doing good things instead. I just wanted to say this promise is for all. If you let Jesus come into your heart and life, he'll help you crucify the sinful desires and what your flesh wants, and you can live according to the Spirit and truly be set free from sin. We can all be set free from sin. God bless all. Jesus is good. God is good. Amen.
They whipped him up the hill just for me. They whipped him up the hill just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him up the hill just for me. They nailed him to a cross just for me. They nailed him to a cross just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him up the hill just for me. They laid him in a tomb just for me. They just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him up the hill. just